This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
T-Pain, for the 70 people who are watching right now that don't know who you are, give me a little bit of your origin story.
Tallahassee Pain, T-Pain, hailing from Tallahassee, Florida, came up pretty much on my own, did my thing, and got noticed by Akon. Akon signed me.
What year was that?
This was 2005.
Okay.
Akon signed me in 2005. In the same year, he took me to Jive Records, got me signed to Jive Records, which Jive Records is now RCA Records. It's a lot happening in between that. Obviously, I skipped a bunch, but, you know, I'm super awesome. How about that?
that's a really good way to put it.
Sums it up.
But in the mid-2000s, you know, in that era, you really exploded on the scene.
Yeah.
You know, everybody thinks it's overnight. It's never overnight. You were doing your
never.
Thing, the band, and all, you know, the other people.
Right.
I know enough of the origin story. But it happened quick. It happened because it was a different kind of sound. And I'm always fascinated by people. My whole business career has been doing shit that nobody else was doing, or more importantly, people shit on it.
Well, you gotta
until
go
they
through
did
that
it.
Part. You gotta go through that part.
So tell me about your version of that, because I think you have a music version of that. At least I like to hear it.
Yeah.
Listen, we got a few minutes here. This isn't 3 minutes on the radio. So we got a few minutes here. Give me a little bit of that, how you thought about the kind of sound that you were bringing and how the market accepted it at first, the gatekeepers.
Right. I mean, it was a difficult trial. I definitely went through the whole phase of being shitted on continuously, like no questions asked. Like, as soon as they hear it, they're like, oh, this guy's in and out. It's whatever. Right. I like this song, but, you know, also I don't like that song. I'm not supposed to like this song. That's what people were thinking. They're not supposed to like something that's so in, you know, that's
what were
just
the whispers
so
you were hearing behind your back? What were you hearing? One hit wonder?
One hit
like
wonder.
One
this
year,
is a gimmick.
You won't remember him in 2009.
Absolutely. It's a gimmick. It's never going to work. People don't want to hear more than one song of this. Like, you know, so, yeah. And I heard this from celebrities. Like, from people that was already famous.
Like who?
I can't.
Okay, just curious. That's right. I understand.
Obviously.
Fuck you, Tom Brady. Because it was definitely him. I'm kidding. I just hate Tom Brady. I just try to sneak it into every interview.
Everything.
So, yeah, that's just a little meme of mine.
That makes sense.
T-Pain, how was that cycling through your head when you and I know what you're saying, because listen, I was close to it a little bit. I was watching it. Mm-hmm. When you say celebrities, there's celebrities like some random actress and you heard it, and then there's people you looked up to and you respect.
Oh yeah,
and saying it, and that's a very different
thing.
Yeah,
it was
exactly.
All people that I looked up to.
Exactly. That's where I'm going.
That's the worst part.
So tell me about that. You're growing up. You're a fan of music. There's all these people you look up to in all genres of music. Now they're saying you're a one-hit wonder, a one-year guy. How's that siphoning through your brain?
Hey, I'm Mike with Team Gary V. Today's episode is a 2017 conversation with T-Pain. You won't want to miss where T-Pain opens up about his 4-year struggle with depression and how he came out stronger. Enjoy!
That sucked. I literally gave up.
Is that true?
I told my wife I didn't want to do it anymore. Like, it was just a complete, blatant, I'm done. If people aren't going to respect me, then I'm completely done. But
what happened next?
I realized, how long
did you sit in that zone for?
About 4 years.
Is that right?
Yeah. And now, so it created crazy depression and everything. And then I realized I don't need their approval to do this. So obviously people fear what they don't understand, and they don't understand me. So it was just afraid of me. It was a change in the game. I was changing the game, and people did not expect change. They didn't expect change. They don't like change. Nobody likes to have things.
And knowing some
different.
Of the people that were saying shit behind your back, what's most interesting to me, and this is something I want all the
you know what's crazy? A lot of it wasn't behind my back. They were saying it to me.
Okay. Listen, I'm sure you respect that more. So, fine. Nobody, what fucks with me in that, the people that said it to your face or behind your back, they're people that changed the game. They love it when they're the ones changing the
game.
Right.
They love it when they're able to say, I did this and I did that, but you can't
come. As soon as
come,
they become the game.
Right.
They shit on people changing the game.
Absolutely. You can't, and that's just, I mean it. Obviously.
That's my number one thing in business. You're the one that started a Google website that won. You beat somebody who was sending direct mail because you used Google, and then Facebook came along and you shit on Facebook. And then Facebook did to you what you did on Google, and right now, and that just happens over and
it
over and
all
over.
All the time.
If Tila Tequila understood that, she would have been biggest on Twitter and Facebook,
She's
not
so
just
fine.
MySpace.
She's so fine.
Yeah, 2001.
Still, though.
Yeah?
Since it works out.
Respect. All right. I'm not up on it. All right. So 4 years you were in a bad place mentally. 4 years I was a
crazy bad place mentally.
What, just sitting at home and just like...
Sitting at home, drinking myself to death. It was crazy. It was over the top. It was just...
Did anything snap it? Did you hear something? Your wife.
My wife was like, what? She's like, you're great. You got this. You're changing the game. You're making these people uncomfortable, which is why they don't like you.
And so when did that awakening happen?
Definitely had to run out of money first.
Got it. Ran
out of money. I had to borrow money to get Burger King.
It really got that bad.
And, you know, and I still had artists and stuff. I was paying for photo shoots and all that stuff. And I was, like, borrowing money to do all that. And
how old are you?
I'm 33.
Fucking kid.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, how old are you today?
I'm 42. And guess what? I'm a fucking kid, too.
Yeah.
What people don't understand. What? I'll tell you what. You're going to be fucking doing this for another 60 years. Well, listen, if you play it right, 54...
Maybe not.
What are you giving yourself? 39?
I mean, can you imagine being 90 though?
Hell yeah, I can. I'm gonna be a fucking gangster.
I'm gonna
make my best fucking investment at 90.
I'm just gonna be like, you fucking young fuckers.
I'm 90. We're $7 billion, and I still fucking got it.
At 90, I'm just gonna be like, dude, let's. We can. I'm good.
I'm gonna try to squeeze.
We got it. I think we did what we're gonna do.
I'm gonna do my best work. 90 to 100. I think that's 100%.
Shut up.
I'm dead serious. I think I'm momentum.
You gonna buffet it up?
Listen, I'm 42 and I'm the youngest. Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett is fucking winning and fucking hungry.
He's hungry.
And he's, you know what? But you know this. Listen, what do you love the most? The hustle, the game, the music? What do you, out of all of it, the.
I like the challenge. The art?
Great. So honestly, if you love the challenge, there's a better chance that you're going to still be doing it.
It's going to be a challenge to walk at that point. Like, that's it.
Man, have you been watching technology? You came in here with Snap spectacles.
Absolutely.
You're going to have Snapchat
legs. I'm definitely
going
to have an exoskeleton, for sure.
You're going to have Snapchat legs flying up to Mars real quick, performing.
I would definitely live on Mars. Is anybody, like, signing up for that? I got to be
people
one of
signing them. Up?
Absolutely. That's
you
happening.
Would crush that.
Oh, my God.
Buffett's 87.
Yeah, Buffett's 87.
Shut up.
And looks good.
He's talking still.
100% he's talking.
Oh, my God.
100%.
This man does not eat bacon, for sure.
So talk to me about this next chapter. When did it start really? Ooh. When did the pieces start getting together? When did the team?
The pieces literally got together.
The team, like the talented people you got around you, the mindset, like what?
This all happened literally not even 9 months ago.
Okay, so like this, 8.5 months ago,
eight and a half months ago,
up and say, fuck it, I'm not going to drink a bottle of Hennessy. I'm going to drink an egg and be Rocky, and I'm going.
Ah, eggs. Oh.
All right, not eggs.
Consistency.
Water? Water? Water?
Juice?
What kind?
Juice. Cranberry juice.
Okay, respect.
To get the kidneys back together.
That's what the internet says.
Cranberry juice.
All right, so you start drinking cranberry juice 8.5 months ago, and what happens? Who do you call first? What do you do first? Because look, there's a lot of people, actually, we do a lot of shows. Here's an opportunity for me. There's a lot of people who've been up, and you were fucking up.
I called, the first person I called was Steve Rifkin.
Steve Rifkin.
He was in the room when Akon signed me. So he knows everything that I've been through, everything I've gone through. I went to Steve Rifkin, I said, I don't know what to do. I need to change something. My management wasn't working out, and I had three managers, like three full managers, not like a manager and a co-manager, three full people.
And when you got three managers and only two pockets, the math doesn't.
Three
work
managers,
out.
Two pockets. They each was getting 20% a piece. So obviously, I was either desperate or just really drunk when I made that decision. So probably the second thing. So it was out of control. So I called Steve Rifkin and I said, dude, I need to change something. Something's got to change. Steve Rifkin
jumped in.
He jumped in. Cleaned
shit up.
He didn't have to. He just like recommended me to other people. He was like, here's Steve Rifkin is like the head of an octopus. He's got eight legs that can that can run a circus for you.
Yep.
So Steve Rifkin hooked me up with Andy Cabamba, and Andy hooked me up with Johnny Shipes, which is the head of Cinematic. Johnny jumped in and changed my life. Like, it's I don't know how this man does it and still be able to get a complete 360.
I love it, man.
Like, changed my life. And you know what's even better? Like, he went through the same stuff I went through, the depression state. He went through, crazy drug abuse. He went through alcoholism. So he knew everything that I was going through. My previous managers was like, you need to go through a psychiatrist. You're crazy. You drink too much. You suck. You do this. Your music is terrible right now. Johnny was like, look, I know exactly what you're going through. Here's how you work with this. Here's how you stop doing this. Here's how you do this. I'm gonna work with you on this. I'm gonna go vegan. You don't have to do that. Obviously, you love bacon, so it's
how's the vegan thing going?
It's not going well. Definitely had a burger last night.
Yeah, okay. So was the burger delicious?
It was over the top. There's cheese and all kind of shit all over my bed. It's crazy. they didn't give me napkins. The Uber Eats dude didn't bring napkins.
You know what's funny?
I had to wipe my hands on the bed.
Here's a fun fact. I never eat with napkins. Do you guys know this? I never eat a nap. You've noticed this, Tal?
Using your sweaters?
I literally wipe it on my clothes.
He usually don't eat. Yeah, you gotta. Yeah, clothes are the best napkins, obviously. So, yeah, but Johnny worked with me
on
everything.
They're the
original
napkins.
Right,
clothes.
There it is. Absolutely. And, you know, suck your fingers. I don't know.
So now what?
Now Johnny is the king of independent everything.
Yep.
So now he's like, look.
Let's wrap up this obligation.
Let's wrap it up. This is your last
obligation. How do you feel about this obligation?
I'm so.
Coming out Friday?
Yes.
What's it called?
Oblivion.
Mm-hmm.
Oblivion. And it's a tribute and a celebration to that depression state.
Did you write?
The whole thing. The whole thing. Yeah. Yeah. There's one song I didn't write on there. That's
who,
only because
who wrote that?
A1. That A1 that works with Chris Brown. A1 is the
best.
He's the greatest.
And you just needed to do it?
Well, obviously. Yes. Yeah. Like, I heard it. He was playing his album, and I was like, well, that's not your, that's for sure not your song anymore.
Yeah, I need that. Yeah. I know exactly what to do with that.
So, yeah, but I mean, that's
anybody else on the album, or is it just you?
Tons of people. It's Chris Brown, Neo, Wale, Tory Lanez.
Everybody came out.
Right. People showed up, and it was great. The reception,
good, right?
Oh man, it feels amazing. Chris Brown just posted about me the other day. It's crazy.
You know what's amazing about America, right? America loves this narrative: build up, crash down,
tear down.
Mm-hmm.
Tear down.
Say it again.
Well, just crash by yourself. You gotta have people tear you down.
That's right.
You're gonna get shot out of the sky.
But you know what's funny? they love Britney's back.
Yeah.
They love that third chapter.
What?
Listen, when Boyd said something to me like 7-8 months ago,
yeah.
Like just in passing, he's like, yo, there's something going on with T. Like just 7 months
like,
ago.
They're like cleaning off the cannon that they shot you down with. And like, boy, that was crazy, huh?
It's true.
Man, you took a dive there.
Meanwhile, it's like, no, you pushed me down there.
Right.
But that third chapter.
It is.
I mean it. When he said something to me, I'm like, it felt good. I felt happy.
You know why? You know why? Because they did it. They feel like they did it. They feel like you wouldn't have gotten back up if they didn't pull you back up. So they feel in control. People want to be in control.
Do you like being in the studio more, or do you like to perform more?
Oh, man. That's hard to say.
Is it a 50-50 thing for you?
It's a 50-50 thing for me because if I'm in the studio with somebody, it's basically me performing for that person.
Right,
because
right now, this many people, in the same way it does for me, I can see it in you. If there was two people in here, you'd be at a certain level. If there's but do you get compoundly higher? Like, I only need one.
I think,
but if there is four,
you know what's crazy?
I get a little crazier.
I got
this has me going a little bit. You give me 40,000 and I get fucking out of my mind.
Two people in here, I'll shut down. I got crazy social anxiety.
I see. So when do you go from shutdown to on? 7? 49?
If I'm performing on stage, if it's 100 people in there, I don't know. I don't know what to do.
Right.
And I'm like, give me alcohol. I need to fucking not think.
So when do you turn on? 1,000? 4,000? 19,000?
300.
So if we throw a show with 299 of my fans in the show,
I'm
shut down.
I'm
301, crunk.
Out of control. Out of control.
Let's get a call in. Guys, T-Pain's in the building. Facebook, put your numbers. Andy's going to get you going. We are unlocking secrets. The magic number for T-Pain is 300.
300.
300 is when he turns it.
What are you listening to now?
What are you listening to?
James Blake. Yeah, that's
the guy.
Oh, God. He's so great. You know, he didn't know he was great.
Most people don't.
So weird. It was like an accident. He became an artist on an accident. Mm-hmm. From the stories I'm hearing. He was like in an AV club or something, and then they had to do like a video, and then like his teacher was, or his professor was like, dude, you what? Do this. Like for a living. Make money from this. And apparently that's what happened. Oh, we calling Obama?
We're calling. I don't think it's Obama. Hello?
Hello?
Fanny, this is Gary V, and you're on with T-Pain.
Hey!
Hey, Gary, I just saw you.
You just literally saw me at the sneaker store 4 minutes ago?
Yeah, I just saw you, man.
Well, it's great to see you again.
Oh. You wore
this. Yeah, I was the one that told you about the basketball thing, man.
Oh, that's right. Fanny, I told you. So, by the way, guys, T-Pain, I did not play in those. I don't know why they don't smell like that. Shit. Stop breaking my shit, T-Pain.
Everywhere. I'm sorry.
Guys, for everybody listening, Fanny was at the Foot Action. She said, look, I've done the school thing. I'm at this place. She looks me dead in the face and she goes, but all I want to do is play basketball. And I was like, then play fucking basketball for the next 2 years because regret, focus here, T-Pain.
That's a real mundane.
You know how you know what? I paid a dollar for that at a garage sale.
Shut your mouth.
Dead fucking serious. Put on Snapchat
Shut your
and everything.
Dirty
one
mouth.
One fucking dollar, mint condition. And you want to hear the best part? For all the OG garage sale people that know that basically you got to make it all happen before 8:30 in the morning, 11:17 p.m. It made it all the way to 11:17 p.m. Mint condition, Thundercat in package.
You're
a dollar.
Officially the worst person I know.
I appreciate it. I got more stories for that. I'll get really bad. You think you hate me now? It's about to get
fucking
terrible.
You fucked that person.
Fanny!
Okay.
What are you asking T-Pain?
She wants to know about the shoes.
No, she doesn't. She knows about the shoes. Fanny, what's your question?
Yeah, so this is more for T-Pain. I was actually talking to my boyfriend yesterday about you being on the Gary Vee show. And he was giving me some insight into your background because I haven't heard much of your music.
Uh-huh.
And he was telling me that this, there's this controversy or this debate about how T-Pain is the one that started this new movement and all these musicians becoming so popular because of the sounds that he made back, 10 years ago, and he's not really getting the credit for it. So how do you navigate through that? Do you care about getting the credit?
Oh, we
That's
all want the credit. We
question,
all
Fanny.
Want the credit. That was a great question. We all want the credit for sure, but I don't need it to keep moving. I know for a fact that people know this in the back of their mind, and when they see me,
Do you think you'll be historically correct that the truth comes through at the end, and that history will look at it black and white?
Not at all.
You think shit gets manipulated?
Absolutely.
So
originator of anything gets shaded out in history.
So
all the time.
You're a bigger theory that the second mouse gets the cheese. Not the early bird gets the worm.
Yes.
That's some pessimistic bullshit. You
it
need
is.
To change it.
Yeah, I think we
I'm
should.
I'm going to have to go a tour with you.
Nah, I think we
and
should
I'm gonna
change
your fucking
it.
Mindset.
I think we should change it, but I don't think it will.
Fanny, what was your boyfriend's point of view? That T-Pain got fucked and he's excited that he's going to get his proper credit?
Oh, absolutely. We're waiting for you to drop your album and we're going to be playing it. All the time, man.
That's
wait a minute,
November 17th. You know what? You know what's crazy? Here's what's crazy. In 2013, I was going to LA from Atlanta on the plane, and I was on the plane with Usher. The flight attendant wakes me up and says, Mr. Raymond would
Mr.
like to
Payne.
Talk to you. Yeah, she's amazing. She says, Mr. Raymond would like to talk to you. Usher meets me where they bring the food from and shit, like, where they heat up
the bathroom.
Usher got me.
You didn't know him yet?
Yeah, no, I know.
Okay.
He's like one of my great friends. He woke me up and took me back there to tell me. He said, hey, so, you know you fucked up music? I was like, what?
Is this true?
this is completely true.
You and him are in the back where they make food and the little bathrooms are.
Right.
And Usher decides it's a good idea to wake you up on a flight.
Well, first of all, he had his kids with him. His kids was climbing all over me the whole flight. Because I had the window seat. I had the window seat and his nanny had the aisle seat right next to me. And she had his kids.
If you add one more thing that Usher did wrong in his flight,
control.
This is going to be the all-time story.
Out of control.
He
out of
also
control.
Peed in the aisle. All right,
out of
so,
control. No, but,
so,
I mean, but
you,
he meant it. But he meant it in...
He meant
in,
it for real or meant it for fake kind of real?
He meant it so real, but he meant it in the most...
Nice way of
unharmful
being,
way
yeah.
that he could. And he was just
Did
basically
that fuck
saying,
with you?
Oh, of course. This is 2013. This is like
the
one
moment.
Of the things
yeah.
that started the depression. Like, did I like?
Does Usher know this?
I don't know.
We got to talk to him.
Well, obviously, you got to talk to him.
No, not me.
You got to talk to him.
Okay, I got it.
I'm not going to face my demons. What the fuck? I'm not going back to my demons.
Fanny, real quick, before you get excited about the next album, you need to go back and listen to some music for context before this album comes out.
Listen to the album cuts. Do not listen to the singles.
The singles, old stuff? What
are you? Yes. Listen to the album cuts on the old albums.
Okay.
Don't listen to all the right. singles. They will confuse you. And
Fanny, listen to the singles too.
I got it. I mean, listen to the singles. I got to tell them.
Fanny, thank you. Thanks for coming out today and supporting me.
Thank
I appreciate
you guys.
It. Let's do another call. What else is happening in music that's interesting to you? I'd love to get. I'm so curious about your perspective. Like, which artist? Give me another artist. How about another new emerging artist that has got your attention, or a single song that you found interesting?
A new emerging. Oh, well, she's not emerging anymore. But FKA Twigs was one of my favorites for a minute, and then James. But oh fuck, there was a YouTuber that was getting crazy in music, and I don't.
What do you remember about it? Because one of us will remember.
Well, he doesn't speak English, but he does covers of songs in English. So it's like James. It's not James
Brown.
Corden. It's not James Corden.
Just kidding.
Even the song with Black was pretty cool.
Oh yeah. I did a song with Black. See, I did that so long ago. That was like over the top. Nice. Black, Smino, you know, all these new artists are trying to do something with SZA, you know.
Do you,
all the new people.
Do you have a hometown bias when you hear kids coming up from Florida as a whole?
Right.
Do you feel anything about that different than Atlanta or LA or New York, or does it mean nothing?
I only feel something about it when it sounds like Florida.
Uh-huh.
A lot of songs sound like Florida, and you're like, dude, get out of Florida.
So wait a minute. You'll hear a sound right. of a kid. Let's say he's from Harlem. Mm-hmm. Let's say he's from Harlem even.
Right.
And it's got a little of a Florida sound.
See, that's cool. Because it's unexpected.
I see.
It's so, unexpected. So, like, even one of my artists, so Young Cash, is from Jacksonville, Florida. When his songs sound like Jacksonville, and it sounds like only Jacksonville is going to like this song, like, dude, no, change that. Because until Outkast said they were from Atlanta.
Yes.
You didn't know where they were from.
You're damn right.
You didn't know where they were from. I remember. They sounded like they could be from anywhere in the world.
100%.
They fucking sound Norwegian. So you can, like, I don't want, like, my artist, I don't want people to know where you're from.
I get
just
it.
Straight from your first single. Like, don't.
You're
don't,
from your couch.
Right. Don't limit yourself to that sound. You're gonna.
Who do we have?
Stifle your fucking sound.
T-Man, what do you think about social media?
Which one?
Which one do you want to talk about?
Twitter.
Hold on one second.
Hey,
Adrian?
Adrian,
this is Gary V, and you're in the Ask Gary V Show with T-Pain.
Is that how you answer the phone?
Hey. Let's start.
Falafel. All right, go ahead.
How you doing?
You remember that commercial? That
of course. Commercial. Adrian, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up? Well, T-Pain, first I want to say thank you. This is Adrian Brambilla. You nicknamed me Mexi Melts on your blood, sweat, and dance contest. I was one of the dancers that landed touring with you for a little bit, and that made it.
Oh, shit, Adrian!
Yes, what's up?
What's up, bro?
We're making connections here on the Ask Gary Vee Show.
I know this guy.
Yes.
Yes, you know
Mexi Melt.
Mexi Melt, exactly. really quick, I want to say you changed my life.
I get it. I understood.
And it just made a huge impact on my life. Thank you,
Adrian. How did it make an impact on your life? What is the T-Pain behind the scenes doing that's impacting your life in that scenario?
Well, he gives opportunities to people that are dream life opportunities. I was literally a living room dancer, and he had an open call audition, which is unheard of for people trying to make it in the talent world.
Right.
And so we basically had 30 dancers flew out to Florida to audition, and he was only going to pick two people. He ended up taking 10 people, increased the chances of me plus other dancers. And
now, T-Pain, did you do that because you're a nice guy or because you're indecisive?
I did it because I'm nice.
Okay, respect.
I'm a very nice guy.
I can sense it.
Adrian knows this. Adrian, I'm super
why do you think,
nice
why do you think I'm setting him up to tell the story?
You
want everybody
you
to understand
it.
How nice you are.
Do it! Keep saying nice things, Adrian.
No, I honestly, I can vouch. You know, T-Pain, he would invite us to his house. We had barbecue.
Was the food good? Was the food good, Adrian?
I remember mac and cheese that
blew your fucking face off.
That was from Publix.
Best mac and cheese ever.
Publix brand mac and cheese.
That was the only thing I bought from Publix. Everything else was cooked.
Andrew, do you have a question, or did you just want to send some love and let him know you're doing well?
I do have a question.
What do you got, brother?
Out of all the things that you've accomplished, what would be something that you're the most proud of?
Maybe being on the Ask Gary Vee show.
Or that. You know what it was? It just dawned on me, because a lot of people always ask me, how do you balance having a family and doing music and business and stuff like that? And I always thought it was the easiest thing in the world. And I just now found out it's because I wasn't paying attention to my family. And like, it's always easy when you cancel one thing out. So I think the most thing I'm proud of is actually becoming a father and a husband.
I love that.
And it really put everything in perspective. As far as, you know, back in the days, I was just chasing them hits, and I was chasing, you know, being the next person. I got to get on this song, got to go on this song. And I never thought, like, I need to make sure my kids know my real name. Like, it really dawned on me, like, in the last year or so, and I really got back to being a husband and a father, and I think that's what I'm most proud of.
2017 is going to end up being a big-time year in your life, huh, man?
It's huge. I'm happy for you, man. Oh, my God. I got over so many things.
Do you feel confident? Do you feel confident that this is the turn?
So much.
You don't feel like this is a blip and they'll be bad again? Like, where's your mind at?
This is because
I'm being serious.
Because I did all the bad shit. I know exactly what leads to that time.
I see.
So when I start seeing those patterns, I'm like, wait a minute, hey,
let me go home.
Back that up.
Let me go do this.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh. Back that up. I like, and when I see I'm starting to buy too many cars, I'm like, wait a minute. I already got 30. let's back it up to 29.
Do you love cars?
I love cars. I'm a motorhead for sure.
Yeah. What else do you buy?
It's just cars, really.
That's good.
So, yeah. But, yeah, to answer your question, Adrian, is that.
That's a good question.
Being a father and a husband is
Adrian,
my
thanks for calling in, man. Thanks for sharing that story. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Good talking to you, bro.
Thank you, man. Let's get one more in.
Yeah,
social media.
He's like one of the dopest dancers.
Was he amazing?
Mm-hmm.
So, social media.
Social media.
What's the current state of T-Pain's mind on social media?
Right now, I'm super. I'm super with it.
Okay.
Super with it.
What do you like the most? Personally, one man's opinion.
What do I like the most? I think it's the reach. Obviously.
Oh, I get that. I apologize. Not from a theoretical, which I love that you went. What individual platform do you enjoy the most?
Oh, what individual?
Is the team doing it for you, helping you?
No.
Are you doing anything? Like, where are you at with it?
No, because, you know.
Nobody can really capture that voice.
Right.
By the way, everybody watching right now, the team was like.
Everybody's looking at me. And this is crazy. This is my social media guy.
Yep.
But he has to send things to me. And he said, yo, can I post this? Or can I put this up?
Yep.
And I have to, like, rearrange it. And like, yo, don't say shouty.
He's like, it's not 2014.
Right. Change that you all to y'all. You know, different things like that. But
I get it.
I mean,
do you ever do it with your own fingers, or
all
you
the time,
filter?
All the time. I mean, when he hits me, I just take what he does.
You ever go live? You ever, like, go straight to the camera?
I can't go live. Not even that. I don't think I'm that interested.
What if there's 301 people on the live? What if the system was bim, here? Bim, bim. So, what about Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter?
Anything I can post and I don't have to be a part of.
Yep.
Did
you play MySpace in the early days of your career?
I did.
How'd that go? Terrible. It never was a part of it.
A video with Tila Tequila.
You did?
Yeah.
I don't remember. I'm,
you gotta look
clearly.
There's a video called "Sent Me an Email." That's when email first got bobbing. I still had a Hotmail at the time. It was crazy. It was amazing. But I did a video.
The number you have dialed is not.
Oh! Guess I had to shut you down. Like Sunshine Anderson.
T-Pain's reaction to a misdial.
Right.
Howdy, man.
That was great.
The number you have.
Oh, Andy! Twice.
Double!
I feel bad for Chris.
Chris lost. It was Chris's fault.
That's what.
Yeah, I mean, I won a grand. He said he made $21,500 on the 2017 flip challenge this year.
But he put in the wrong phone number. He was able to hustle and make $21,000, but he couldn't put the right seven numbers together.
I mean, it's $21,000, right? I don't know. I think I did. I think I did.
But T-Pain, you like football? Did you grow up not liking any sports?
I don't like any sports, I'm not gonna lie. All
right, that's a real problem.
There's a lot of...
Everything was going super well.
A lot of motherfuckers on fields and courts making more money than me. I don't like it.
Courts?
I don't support it. They got enough money.
What if they make less?
Well, they obviously don't make less. Motherfuckers sign their name on a paper.
There's plenty of people that lost... Antoine Walker lost a lot more money than you did.
They lose a lot of goddamn... They lose a lot of goddamn brain cells.
Uh-oh. From the 305.
You have reached the voicemail of...
Man, this will be a big L for Tim.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed at this time. Please hang up and try your call again later.
It's not even a voicemail.
T-Pain, how are you analyzing this inability to get somebody on the phone? Keep going, Andy.
This is pretty... This is pretty concerning. I'm feeling bad over it. You get
How do you like, let's talk about New York.
Wait, give me 1 second. How much are you selling this for?
Zero.
You're selling it.
Not selling. Nothing here's for sale. Actually, you know what? It's good that the $1 million man is sitting right above you. You know who that is?
Oh, fuck. How much did you pay for that?
I think that was actually bought by the team on eBay, so we probably paid the appropriate price for that.
No way.
Yeah, but...
No way.
Are you a big wrestling fan?
Yes.
Did you watch the Ric Flair 30 for 30?
I did.
Was it great? I'm going to watch it Sunday.
His hair wasn't.
His
hair. Ric Flair has always been. Rick, we call this cousin Todd. We call cousin Todd Ric Flair.
I see it.
Like he said.
He looks like a young Hogan. He looks like Bret Michaels. He's got a Bret Michaels thing going on.
Like when dude had that crazy amount of hair.
Yeah, now, well, listen.
And then you see him, he's like the goddamn Crypt Keeper.
The number you have dialed
is...
Oh, my God!
This is insane,
what?
Andy!
Hey, what are you doing?
Tyler.
What are you doing to this feed?
The episode was all time, and then Andy got involved. T-Pain and I were doing everything right. Wait a minute, T-Pain. Actually, this has been good. You like tchotchkes and collectibles? Like, you like this? You
absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Can I pitch you on something?
No,
you want to make a real...
My whole basement was unfinished when I bought my house.
Okay.
And now my wife hates it because it's full of shit like this.
I have a huge idea. Boyd, put this together. Ready? I'm being dead serious. Me and you, next spring.
You got the schedule already?
Stick with me. Yeah, I got the schedule. You'll hear me. You and I, next spring, we're going garage sailing and we're going to film it.
Suck my dick. God damn.
Jesus
Christ.
Done.
Oh, yes.
Me and T-Pain going to a town-wide garage sale, coming to a city near you, and we're going to buy some underpriced stuff.
This is obviously a show.
Yes.
What?
We're going to call it Trash Talk.
What did you just do?
I just invented a show called Trash Talk with T-Pain and Gary Vee. That's what I did.
Oh, my God.
Who's this?
Jessica,
finally.
She's
not going to answer.
The rabbit.
It's over.
No, she's going to answer.
It's
T-Pain.
A wrap.
No, please, Jessica.
Hey, is this Gary and T-Pain?
It is Jessica! Jessica, how are you?
It's fucking bananas.
It is very much bananas. And T-Pain.
B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Oh, yeah.
Jessica. What is your question for T-Pain? T-Pain is really starting to build momentum on this show. Okay. This is the opportunity to strike.
So here's my question. It's kind of a twofold question. I'm 38.
Young.
Single. I've been cleaning houses since I was 11.
Hustler.
Started by cleaning my friend's bedrooms.
Hustler.
Because they didn't want to fucking do their chore. So I'm like, give me your chore money. I'll clean your fucking room. Here we go.
Fucking hustler.
Lit.
I like you a lot.
So... I've done that for a long time. I got married. This motherfucker thought it was degrading, so I didn't do it. Did other things. I have my license to cut hair. In September, I was fired from my job.
Yep.
So I just stepped it up a notch, collecting unemployment. I mean, let's fucking be real. I got bills to pay.
Respect.
Mouths to feed. But on the side, I'm building my cleaning business.
Love it.
I have a couple here and there.
Yep.
But the problem is this. I need to clean for these fucking old ladies
who
don't want to do it.
Yep.
But they're not on Facebook, and I don't want to go knocking door to door like, hey, hi, my name is Jay, because honestly...
Why? Because door to door is fun. Oh, T-Pain, I'll tell you that
it
story.
It is, but let me tell you something. In the town that I'm living in, there's a lot of motherfuckers going door to door. Go ahead.
What town are you in?
I'm in Danville, Illinois.
All right, first of all, I love this town. If this town is loaded with people going door to door, this is my fucking town. I love this town. Like, wait a minute.
Overabundance of Girl Scout cookies.
I think we found the city. I think we found the city that we're going to garage sale in.
Absolutely.
It's Gainesville, Illinois. I can't come in Illinois.
For sure, there's somebody near you that collects porcelain dolphins.
First of all, I've been wanting to do this on the show for a while, and you're rawness and hunger has inspired me. You're going to be the first one. One more time, the name of the city?
Danville, Illinois.
And how far will you travel to clean somebody's house? Give me a radius.
I'll go to Indiana. I mean, shit, to be honest.
Yeah?
My girl lives in St. Louis, and I'm on her LinkedIn. One of her real estate friends messaged me and was like, hey, can you come clean this house? I'm like, fuck it. We get 4 or 5. I got a team. I'll be in fucking St. Louis tonight.
I am so about. What? Jessica, what is your social media handles? Give them. Let's. T-Pain, you gotta get quiet.
I know that's hard. I'm chilling.
Ready?
I'm chilling.
Jessica, give me all your. Do you have a website for this side hustle?
You better promote this shit, girl.
No, that's T-Pain, something that I'm working on. I'm on Insta.
Okay, what's your handle?
Hair by J.
It's hair. Hold on. On Insta, pull it up, Andy. Uh-huh. It's hair by
J. J A I.
Okay, see, I needed that clarification. Yeah, there's a lot of ways to fucking go with J. Hold on, I gotta look at it. Hair by J. Let's pull it up for T-Pain so he can see it.
There might be a couple of them, so you might want to just tap.
Are you the one? Are you the one that has 48 followers and you're following 49 people?
Fuck no. Okay. I ain't that bitch.
That was okay. Those are crazy numbers.
All right, so spell. Wait. Jay, spell out your Instagram handle.
Can you imagine that one decision though?
Hey, go ahead. H.
Okay.
Follow this person, but
let's spell it out.
H-A-I-R underscore.
Underscore. Go ahead. B-Y.
Underscore.
Yep.
J-A-I.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, you got the underscore.
So you're this one who has 141 followers, 122 following, correct?
No. Type it. Okay, just do this. Just do Jessica Custer. J-E-S-S-I-C-A.
Hold on. That's obviously not her.
It might be. Voices are confusing, T-Pain.
No,
Jessica,
no,
go
no,
ahead.
No.
Hush.
Okay. Jessica spelled J-E-S-S-I-C-A.
Yep.
Custer. C-U-S-T-E-R. Like the general.
Yeah, E-E-R.
Shut up. Like E-R. The general.
I love this. Like all right, Jess, is this you? General. Is this a private account?
For sure that's her.
Jess, is that you?
I don't fucking know. I can't see. So I'm following
156.
I'm following 304 people. I have 345
still
followers.
Not her.
Jess, you've got to spell your last name for me. Jessica, C-U-S-T-E-R.
Yes, like Custer. C-U-S like Sam, T like Tom, E-R.
Is there an underscore in between the Jessica and the Custer?
It's like 5.
No.
I don't know what's going on.
Okay, try this.
Oh, my God.
I'm ready.
J-A-I.
J-A-I. C-U-S-T-E-R?
Yes, no space.
Okay, J-A-I, C-U-S-T-E-R?
Yes. Correct.
Wait a minute. I think we might be somewhere. Right. Are you 346 followers? 304 are following you?
No, well, some motherfucker just followed me. Yes, so yes.
This is you, right? Like blonde hair, kissing with the red lips?
Well, yes.
Okay. I want to get you a T-Pain. Will you follow Jay Custer on Instagram? I think this would be very big.
Is that Colin McGregor?
No, it is the third guy. Her third picture is not Colin McGregor. So Jay, you have to build a bio here and put a URL,
put your phone number
here or an email. We are going to get you business right now. So you're telling me, Jess, that you are hungry to clean homes and are somewhere in the middle of America. You're willing to travel between Illinois and most parts of Middle America, correct?
Correct.
Okay, wait. Okay, first.
T-Pain, I need to. I'm gonna do it right. Where's
first,
my phone?
First, let's start with changing the joint. Let's change the joint.
What do you mean change the joint? Her name?
Change the. Yeah,
her name's good.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
You can't say you're passionate about cleaning homes and then your first thing is the hair by Jay.
I get that. I'm planning on starting a page for my cleaning for Insta. Because I
Jess, you have too many pages already.
Is it Clean Houses by Jay? Clean Houses by Jay?
Jessica, I just followed you.
Fuck Old People by Jay? I don't know.
Jay, just keep it Jay Custer. Listen to me, Jessica. Keep it Jay Custer. Yes. It's perfectly fine. Where it says woman of faith, mother, entrepreneur. Clean that up to speak about home cleaning entrepreneur. To get your home cleaned, email or call. I don't know how you want to roll or DM me. Right? J-A-I. This is amazing. The fact that Jessica Custer is getting followed by T-Pain live here on the Ask Gary Vee Show is a monumental moment.
Finish this.
Jessica, did you think you were going to wake up this morning and T-Pain was going to follow you on Instagram?
No, but I'll tell you what, I woke up this morning and was like, God damn it, I'm fucking getting on that Gary Vee show. I'm hitting my goddamn number so many fucking times. Jeez. I'm going to drive these son of a bitches crazy. And I knew you was going to fucking call me.
She made it happen.
She did.
All right. T-Pain is now following her. T-Pain is now following Gary Vee. What? and so.
Yeah! Suck it!
Okay. Suck it. Jay. We're gonna get you business. If you have an email, put it in your bio right now. You've gone from 347 followers to 382 followers in the last second. This is gonna get watched over the next 48 hours. That number's gonna be 1,500, maybe 4,000. When T-Pain's gonna probably comment on your next post, so make it good. Your life is about to change. You're about to clean so many fucking homes, you're not gonna know what to do with yourself.
Yeah, if your next post don't have a broom in it,
I don't care.
Jess, listen to me. Listen to me, Jess.
Yeah.
You've got the haircut photos in the profile, and to T-Pain's point, whether it's a broom or something, make your next post. It's fine that it's this. You don't need a home cleaning account. You don't need a home cleaning name. You represent every part of your life. Change the bio up. Make your next post with a home cleaning theme. Take advantage of all the exposure that you're getting right now.
Right.
Put a phone number or email there to take advantage.
Definitely.
There's
do
a ton of people watching this who do not want to clean their home in a 100 mile radius of Illinois. And I think you're going
to
get business.
Fly
I'm being
you to
dead
Atlanta
serious.
To clean my
and
shit.
I think we all listen. Here's what I'll tell you too, to Jess. Here's what I'll tell you. If anybody's watching this right now and doesn't feel the same vibe as I do, they're not winning. And my vibe is, your price is a good deal to clean the home.
That's what I'm talking about.
You got that right, because you know what I'm doing? I'm selling fucking time. They can go to their kids' ball games, come home, dishes and shit are done.
She fucking gets
it. So they don't have to fucking worry about that.
You've been hurt.
I don't agree. I feel like she's just hungry as fuck.
I get it, but fuck.
That
Jay?
Anger? Listen, TP, I'm being serious. I'm not hurt and I'm angry and competitive as fuck.
I love her to death. She's like, look, bitch, you want this shit clean
enough. Hey, Jess. I'm going to give you something else and don't leave because it's very important. Team T-Pain, do not leave. Yep. Nobody leave. Do not leave. Jess, I've been collecting your vibe here. And I want to hear from Team T-Pain and T-Pain himself. I think there's a substantial debate that you should personally be on the remix of one of the songs from this album because you're spitting real fire. And if T-Pain was to put you in a remix, I think it would explode the entire fucking internet. T-Pain?
I think you're right.
Because she's coming hard, T-Pain. You're fun, but the guest person that comes in needs to come in with a little anger.
Hard facts.
Yeah, like 2018's about fun and anger.
Yeah.
You're fun.
That was about 60-40.
Jay Custer is
that
anger.
Was about 60-40 right there.
I'm not angry. I'm hungry. And for the longest time, I've worked this job.
Why
and
did that scare
job
me?
And I give her 100%.
She's hungry, T-Pain. What? Jay, you scared T-Pain. Wait, T-Pain, here's an update. From 382, Andy wants a refresh, and she's now at 403.
Jesus Christ.
She's winning, T-Pain.
Cheers, you're killing it.
Jay, you need to hang up on us. Yeah. And update your profile because
right now,
every
though.
Second you're here fucking around with Gary Vee and T-Pain, you're missing out on business because the following is climbing and there are people with dirty ass homes.
There's a lot. There's a lot. I know a bunch of them.
Especially motherfuckers out there, right?
That's right. T-Pain, if you do not put her on the remix, I will die.
Obviously, this is a brand new song we gotta make. I got
it. Like, this isn't even a remix.
It's called Filthy Bitches.
Jay, I love you. Thank you for being on the show. Wow. It's a moment.
Oh,
every
shit.
Episode's got a different vibe. Tim Ferriss yesterday, T-Pain today. Different. But the same. T-Pain, you get to ask the question of the day.
Still same.
Everybody who comes on as guest gets to ask the Vayner Nation the question of the day. This is an opportunity for you to get market research or curiosity of something answered. Thousands of comments and answers will show up on YouTube and Facebook. That's exactly what I thought was about to happen. Okay. Fire it away. Fire it away, T-Pain.
Okay. I've been asking this question all around the world, and I will keep asking this question until Neil deGrasse Tyson answers this goddamn question. If we go back in time, follow me on this.
Let me get settled in.
Right. If we go back in time, we know the Earth moves through the universe, right? So the Earth is moving continuously. If we go back in time,
I failed science.
Do we go back to where the Earth was at that time? And we just—that's why I think this is why we
T-Pain,
don't.
When did this question come to your head?
So long ago.
I can feel that. When?
So because
when?
The Earth moves through the universe.
No, when and why?
This is time travel. Have you guys not been thinking about time travel?
Jake.
So we're moving. If we're always moving through time and space.
I have never, ever thought about time travel until this moment.
If we're always moving through time and space and we go back in time, do we go back to where the Earth was? That's why we don't see time travelers, because they just end up in a fucking void.
Oh, wait a minute. That was actually interesting. Are you telling me that I can go back in time and stay alive longer? I'm just living in 1437?
No.
Okay, what are you saying?
I'm saying that if the Earth is moving through the universe, when you go back in time, I think
can we establish the when you go back in time? Who's gone back in time? How have they gone back in time? Go ahead.
There are time machines.
Where?
They're in the fucking void where the Earth used to be, because they went back.
You believe in the shit?
They went back. They went back. They went back in time and obviously died. Like, in the void of space. They fucking, it's like Arnold Schwarzenegger on Total Recall. Head blew up, it's crazy. There's a lot going on. I got footage. I don't have footage. So if the Earth is moving through the universe, when you go back in time, do you go back to where the Earth was, or does the Earth go back with
you? I don't know if I've ever been more curious to see the answers on YouTube and Facebook
than
this.
I'm so ready for this. I appreciate it.